answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got a gentleman on that I'm very familiar with. I've heard him on a lot of other broadcasts. I've read some of the news reports he's put out. He helped break the news in the mainstream media on the East Coast about the Bushes getting most of the Nazi money up until the early 1950s. True Blue Nazis with their buddy Arnold. That is coming up, and then we'll get into the incredible harassment he's been through and talk to a doctor he worked with who supported him and got harassed. Very scary. And so that's coming up. And, of course, your phone calls, a bunch of news on the torture, on the police state, on the Republican National Convention. We got 2 hours left here, and we're going to cover so much. So please, please, please stay with us. Right now, Mike in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello, Mike. You're on the air.
Alex, how are you today?
Good.
First-time caller, sir. Listen, I caught part of the end of your blurb there on customer service. I worked for the number two outsourced call center in the world, okay, and I held a management position there before I finally resigned in disgust. It's not about customer service anymore. When you make a phone call about your Visa card, your American Express, whatever you have, your utility, what it's about now is getting you off that telephone. They don't want to service you. They have things called handle times where they want and encourage the agents, the people that are taking the phone calls, get off the phone. They do not want to take care of people anymore. I don't know how else to describe it, but that is the mindset of these people. And when you go to the
show, also they get your personal data and sell it and trade it.
Exactly. And the mindset is, and when you make it into management, it's nothing but what I call new age and new world order type of techniques that they use to control you. I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know what it was. And about 9 months ago, I was listening to you, and it just kind of woke me up to the whole picture, and it all made sense. I knew there was something wrong, and this is the mindset of these people. So I just wanted to let you know that, and I do appreciate your good work, sir, and you keep it up.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, we played that little piece. We'll play that again. In many cases, really, what's going on when you call to order a pizza? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, we'll play it when we come out of break, and I'll describe it, then we'll go to our guest. David in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Real quick, I wanted to know where I could find that audio that you played earlier with the pizza.
PrisonPlanet.tv and com. It's supposed to be posted. Stephanie, I told them to post it this morning. What website did you get that off of? Which one of my sites? Okay. She went directly to the link, but I've told my webmasters to post it, and it should be posted by now.
Okay, and it's under what? Prison Planet TV and where?
PrisonPlanet.com, sir.
Oh, okay, and it's on there. All right.
Yes, it is.
And then also, I was looking at Infowars.com, and I looked at an article that said, where's the 9/11 beef? And it said that Michael Moore said something about, you know, hindsight, and whereas you predicted it on the air July 2001. And I was looking through trying to find an article because I wanted to show somebody that had said that. And I couldn't find it anywhere, but I did hear him say that. It was under the article. It said that you predicted it on the air, and I'm wondering, or somewhere I could listen to that, or is there an article with your radio that day?
Well, I did about 20 shows starting July 25th where I said that. I said they're going to use Bin Laden as their patsy. He's going to take the blame. They're going to attack the World Trade Center probably. And then I went on television for 2.5 hours and gave the White House phone number out and said, call them, tell them, don't do it. I've never done that before, by the way. I don't just make predictions. And that clip, about a 5-minute clip of that TV show, is in my film, The Masters of Terror.
Uh-huh.
So does that answer your question?
Okay, so it's in The Masters of Terror. That's a video, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, yeah, that's all I wanted.
All right, I appreciate the call. We'll be right back with our guest and more calls.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Go to my website, Infowars.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you'd like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My goal is to get people to the information, to the facts, to the evidence. But we have a small team. So if I sound frustrated when people say, where's this document, where's that news article, and if I can't tell you exactly where it's at, I sound frustrated. I'm not frustrated with you. I'm frustrated with the amount of data. I mean, I'm trying to be a librarian here for millions of people. If you're looking for something on PrisonPlanet.tv or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com, there are search engines on the pages. But you can just go to search Infowars.com. It's a separate website. Search Infowars.com and then type in your keyword searches and then spend time looking for it. I mean, there's literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of things posted on the websites in the last 6-7 years. So it's all there for you. But the last caller is like, where is the clip of what you just played? And I looked during the break. It's at the bottom of PrisonPlanet.com in the perspectives section. That's where we put the satire and cartoons and things, and it's right there at the top of that. So it's on PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, and I'm told it's being posted on Infowars.com right now. And this thing isn't really a joke. USA Today admits that when you call to get a pizza from a major pizza delivery system, almost all of them are hooked into a federal and state database. They get 20% of any court fees that you pay. And even for parking tickets, if you've got a warrant out, they will red flag and confirm that you're at that location for the police. And you get a cop instead of a pizza. And it's the grocery stores, it's the banks, it's everything. No Fourth and Fifth Amendment, no nothing. And they are planning to tax you according to what foods you eat and control you. It's all going to be on your national ID card. You're going to have to swipe as part of the new sales tax. It's all here. So one last time, here is this ACLU piece they put together, which is bordering on present reality, not near future dark satire. So here it is, one more time.
Pizza Palace, guaranteed hot in 30 minutes or it's free. This is Mary. May I take your order?
Hi, Mary. Yes, I'd like to order.
Is this Mr. Kelly?
Yes.
Thank you for calling again, sir. I share your national identification number is 610-204-999-8-45-54610. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. I see you live at 736 Montrose Court, but you're calling from your cell phone. Are you at home?
I'm just leaving work, but I'm...
Oh, we can deliver to Bob's Auto Supply. That's at 175 Lincoln Avenue, yes?
No, I'm on my way home. How do you know all this stuff?
We just got wired into the system, sir.
Oh, well, I'd like to order a couple of your double meat special pizzas.
Sure thing. There'll be a new $20 charge for those, sir.
What do you mean?
Sir, the system shows me that your medical records indicate that you have high blood pressure and extremely high cholesterol. Luckily, we have a new agreement with your national health care provider that allows us to sell you double meat pies as long as you agree to waive all future claims of liability.
What?
Do you agree, sir? You can sign the form when we deliver, but there is a charge for processing. The total is $67 even.
$67?
Well, that includes the delivery surcharge of $15 to cover the added risk to our driver of traveling through an orange zone.
I live in an orange zone?
Now you do. Looks like there was another robbery on Montrose yesterday. You could save $48 if you ordered our special Sprout Submarine Combo and picked it up yourself. Comes with tofu sticks. Those are very tasty, sir. Good value, too.
But I want double meat.
Well, I'm sure you can afford the $67, then. You just bought those tickets to Hawaii. They weren't cheap, eh? Oh, but I see you checked out the budget beach bum at the library last week. Up to you, sir.
All right. I'll get the Sprout subs.
Good choice, sir. Gotta watch that waist if you're hitting the beach, eh? 42 inches. Wow. Man, I'd say Coco and Sprouts is, like, required.
That's how much?
Just between you and me, there's a $3 off coupon in this month's Total Men's Fitness magazine. Your wife, Betty, subscribes to that, right? Anyhow, clip that and it's $19.99 even. Whoa, looks like you maxed out on all your credit cards. Bring cash, okay?
Want to stop this from happening?
Okay, folks, and then on top of that, remember the guy who didn't drink and drive, had a heart palpitation he thought he might have? You know, 45-year-old guy. Goes into the hospital and talks to the doctor and says, is it because I drink a six-pack of beer most evenings when I get home from work? Well, we're required to report that to the police, and then he has, because you're obviously an alcoholic, they withdraw his driver's license, and the courts just said, yes, we're upholding that. We're upholding that. I can't help it. We've got John Buchanan holding, and I appreciate him holding, and wait till you hear this story, but I can't help it. You know I got to do it. Get me OnStar. Get me the neocon star. Do you have that, Stephanie? I know I just sprung that on you, but now this is very close to happening. Minus the in-car lethal injection, all of this is really being done. And this is another short clip, and we'll go to our guest. I mean, they're really setting this up. They're really doing it. And I mean, I listened to satire about the New World Order from 10 years ago, and it's what we're living in today. And this is just a few years away. You know, black boxes and all the new cars tracking and tracing you. Got to pay double if you don't have a tracker chip in your car for the new toll roads that are going to be on all the major streets. I mean, it's just everywhere. You find it, Stephanie? Play neocon star. This old lady needed some help, and she sure got it, sir.
The following is an actual conversation between a neocon star operator and a subscriber in distress who is locked in her car and doesn't have the proper authorization to get out. With neocon star, help is just a satellite away.
Neocon star, how can I offer you great service today?
Please help me, I'm trapped in my car. My retina scanner won't work.
Just relax, sir.
It's not sir, it's ma'am. Please hurry, it's hot in here.
According to Admiral Poindexter's database, I have you at the Monsanto Mart on 2nd Street.
Right.
I have a live shot of you from the Neocon Star Observation Blimp in your area.
I'm an old lady.
All right, sir, it looks like you have no outstanding warrant, so you're not under vehicular detention, but it looks like you have some outstanding parking tickets in two counties. We'll need you to slide your national ID card for deduction before we can release you from the car. Slide it through the Neocon Star console now.
But I can't find it. I'm looking everywhere. I can't find my national ID card.
Sir, I'm going to send a Homeland Security helicopter there right now to check you out. You have a 99.2% chance of being a terrorist. Would you like the in-car lethal injection right now, or would you prefer to wait for the agents?
Okay, I'll take the lethal injection, please.
Thanks for using Neocon Star. Have a nice day.
This is Michael Corbin from A Closer Look. Does this scenario seem far-fetched or on the horizon? Well, we may experience this level of government control if we don't stand up today and take back our God-given freedoms that have been taken in the name of the war on terrorism.
All right. And Michael Corbin will be sitting in the first 3 days of next week while I'm in New York City covering the New World Order's police state theater to program us to accept it. And then Erskine's going to be here on Thursday and Friday. And I'm told Harry Brown is now on the network, the big libertarian guru. I hear he has a weekend show. I hear he wants to do the show Thursday. That was never confirmed, though. If he wants to sit in with Erskine or they want to simulcast together, that's fine. But I've already told Erskine, so that's a note to the folks at, you know, the bigwigs at Genesis. If they want that to happen, I'm happy to do that if Harry Brown wants to sit in. Okay, and I'll be calling in at least twice a day with reports on the ground in the streets. Okay, just one more point. Toyota's coming out with cars in Japan. They're about to bring them out here. This was in the big auto show stuff in Detroit this year. That you're going to have a card you've got to swipe, and it's going to retina scan you to see if you're tired and if you can drive it. I mean, this is all really happening. I want to thank John Buchanan for holding. We're honored to have him. We're going to have him into the next hour, so we have plenty of time to tell this story. John, I've heard you on many shows. I've read your reports. I was following your great work before you got into all this trouble. First off, the government's really scared of you. You're a guy with no criminal record, a good, upstanding citizen, a journalist, and you ran into hell itself by exposing the Nazi ties, getting it in the mainstream newspapers, running for president as a real Republican. First off, just in a nutshell, tell us about yourself, and in about 5 minutes, run through up to date what's happened to you. You know, the timeline, the chronicle.
Okay, Alex, I want to thank you very much for having me on and giving me a chance to speak to your listeners, because I admire the work that you do, and I hope your listeners will be horrified by what they're about to hear. I've been a journalist and an investigative reporter for 35 years. I've worked in every major media market in the country. And last September, based on a tip, I found out that the Bush Nazi files at the National Archives and Library of Congress did in fact exist. And so I went last September 17th, and in 1 8-hour day was able to copy 250-odd pages of documents that prove beyond a shadow of any doubt that Prescott Bush, the grandfather of the sitting president, and George Herbert Walker, his maternal great-grandfather, were Nazi traitors to the U.S. who should have been tried for treason. They had begun doing business in 1924, and Prescott Bush in 1926 with Fritz Thyssen, the Nazi industrialist, who I'm sure you and most of your listeners are familiar with.
Yeah, it's Thyssen. I always say Thyssen, but it's the Thyssen Krupp, the elevators. The Krupps were big Nazis too,
mm-hmm.
And he was on the board of this. But then you found out the evidence. It came out in several major East Coast papers that until 1952 they were getting all the Nazis.
That's right. And then I went back because I was rained out on the first trip by a hurricane that hit Washington, or came by. So I didn't get back the next 2 days to go to the archives again in the Library of Congress. So I went back on September 29th, 30th, and October 1st, and went to the Library of Congress as well. And that's when I apparently became the first reporter in history to see the documents, which had only been declassified earlier in September for public release, that they, after having the famous five seizures of their Nazi front businesses, most notably the money laundering institution Union Banking Corp in late 1942, they continued their illegal Bush Nazi dealings, their Thyssen dealings up until 1951. I have in my possession...
Tell you what, stay there. Then, folks, it gets really bad. Then you'll hear what this guy went through. We'll be right back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're talking to John Buchanan, investigative journalist, ran for president on the Republican ticket trying to expose all this, got arrested repeatedly with no real charges. Here's a headline: man who published documents on Prescott Bush arrested in Florida. Here's another one out of New Hampshire Gazette, volume 246, number 1. Mainstream newspaper, folks. Bush Nazi link confirmed, and again by John Buchanan. And then it got picked up nationally for just a few weeks, and boy, they came and arrested him. And he's got all the documents. It's all confirmed. right there at the Library of Congress. In a nutshell, continuing with this, so you get the documents that it didn't just end with their companies getting seized, the rat line, the Nazi money, out of Switzerland, out of Zurich, out of Europe, going right into their greedy little hands. Please continue.
Correct. And so what's incredible to me, Alex, is that what the documents I have in my possession show is that after the war, in the late years of the war and after the war, they moved Nazi assets into Switzerland, Brazil, Argentina, and Panama, clearly in violation of the law, clearly treason because the U.S. was at war, and the U.S. government did nothing. I have an FBI memo from 1943 that talks about the fact that politically prominent families have come under investigation without naming the Bushes and the Harrimans and questioning the Treasury Department about whether any action should be taken. And clearly, although I never found the answering memo, no action was taken. So the answer is self-evident. And then in 1951, Fritz Thiessen died in Argentina, and the assets of Union Banking Corp. were liquidated, and Prescott Bush pocketed $1.5 million from his Nazi blood money. So I was.
By the way, that's just what we know of.
That's what we know of, correct.
And the Nazis had billions and billions and billions.
Correct.
And literally, they found whole caves with rooms filled with diamonds and other stuff that our government stole.
Correct. And so what happened?
By the way, they stole from the people the Nazis stole it from.
Correct. And so I was literally overwhelmed by my discovery. So I felt that it was beyond my credentials to report the story. So I attempted simply to be a whistleblower and give the documents away. I had no intention of being the journalist. So I began with Arthur Sulzberger Jr. and the publisher and Bill Keller, the executive editor of the New York Times, got nowhere, got hung up on, got told never to call again. So I went from there to the Washington Post, the Los Angeles Times, USA Today, the Wall Street Journal, nothing. Then I went to all the TV networks, no takers. Then I went to the cable news networks, no takers. Then Associated Press finally took some interest in the story only after I published my two articles on October 10th and November 7th in the New Hampshire Gazette, which happens by a lucky little coincidence to be the oldest newspaper in the country and which gave Samuel Adams his first byline before there was an inkling of a constitution. And my stories from the New Hampshire Gazette went all over the world on the internet, thank God. And so Associated Press was then sort of shamed into doing a story. They sent a reporter who is no longer with AP, interestingly enough, named Jonathan Salant, to the archives to confirm the documents, and then they murdered the story. They distilled 33 seizures from 1942 until 1951 under the Trading with the Enemy Act, down to the one seizure of Union Banking Corp. in 1942, and then said overtly with a declarative statement there was no evidence from the documents that Bush aided the Nazi effort, which is one of the most incredible.
Now, wait a minute. Bush himself was taken into custody. It's argued that he was arrested, and then he paid a huge fine. Now, I've seen that years ago, but then they try to cover that up. I mean,
mm-hmm. Speaking of the cover-up, I'll tell you what's really interesting that I just learned from two different archivists who I talked to on the record when I was back
at
the
Bush Senior, I meant Senior to George Herbert Walker.
Right. And when I was at the archives just 2 weeks ago, one of the most incredible things about the Prescott Bush story is that there is nothing in the National Archives or Library of Congress about him. He's the only man to ever father two presidents and two governors, and there is nothing in the Library of Congress except a phony biography of him called Duty, Honor, Country, The Life and Legacy of Prescott Bush, published by religious fundamentalist in Tennessee called Rutledge Hill Press in the spring of 2003, and his official portrait, and there is nothing in the archives. So I asked the archivist at both the Library of Congress and the archives, and they said it's a remarkable fact that the records have essentially been purged. The only documents that mention Prescott Bush are the long-lost, forgotten ones in the U.S. Office of the Alien Property Custodian, which the archives has the management of. So my stories come out, Associated Press murders the story.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you willing to speculate in today's market? Options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, we're recommending the purchase of Euro currency call options. The budget and trade deficits are going through the roof. The dollar is dropping worldwide. Could the euro be poised to move higher? We think so. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call Barclay Financial right now. Call 800-348-4100. That's 800-348-4100.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Friends, it's crazy. After he exposes this Nazi stuff, he starts getting arrested, harassed, kidnapped. I mean, this is an incredible story. And John Buchanan's a well-known journalist. And then this happened to him. And the Bush Nazi stuff, I mean, there have been books out on that for decades. A lot of the documents have been out for decades. There's been unauthorized biographies that have come out with this. And it's what really happened. But we'll get to John Buchanan and a gentleman who helped him out, Dr. Robert Thorne, and what happened to him. An amazing story here in just a few minutes. Right now, Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts, joins us with the Made in America water purification system made by New Millennium Concepts, the Berkey Light. And by light, folks, it's not light filtration. It's light because It has a built-in LED system that will burn for 14 years continuously with rechargeable batteries. If you want to get that on the unit, it comes with it if you want it. And, Debbie, we've got so many reasons to protect our water, so many toxins and poisons in the water. You never know about disasters. But, number one, it's time for folks to stop procrastinating and to stop drinking all the trash that's in the water. Good to have you on with us.
Hi there, Alex. Good to be here.
Are you still running the special for folks on the East Coast affected by the hurricane that you'll do overnight for $18?
Absolutely.
And it's really $60, folks, but that's a $40 discount. And they're giving you a discount, $199, for a filter that's normally $259 without the lights, $259 with the lights. So that's a huge discount on top of that. So, and you also get a free gift. They've got the Sheltering in Place DVD or VHS about how to prepare your home for disasters, or a Sports Berkey water filter that comes with it if you want that as the free gift. Debbie, how do folks give you a call?
Well, they can call me toll-free on 1-888-803-4438. And if my lines are busy because I am, you know, the one person that everybody talks to, they can leave me a really good message, and I will get back with them as soon as possible. So if they can just call me on 1-888-803-4438, I will be glad to talk to them. And if they have questions or anything, you know, I go over everything with them so they know what they're getting.
Absolutely,
great,
folks.
Product.
Made in America. They make it. They do it. They've been selling the British Berkeys for years, but they took it to a higher level standard made right here in America with the black Berkey element. That's 1-888-803-4438. Or go to berkeywater.com, and in the comments section, tell them Alex Jones sent you to get the special and what free gifts you want. It's a great system. I just bought two more a couple weeks ago. Another one for my family as an emergency. So now I've got three. I had four, but I gave another one away. Then I bought another and gave that as a gift to a friend. So again, folks, 888-803-4438. Give Debbie a call right now. Debbie, how do you spell Berkey for folks that want to go to berkeywater.com?
It's berkeywater.com.
Or folks can go to the same shopping cart system at Infowars.com and do it as well. Thanks for joining us, Debbie.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet, my dear. All right. Let us go back to our guest. And the doctor could only stay a little while, so... John Buchanan, now that you've exposed the Nazi information, you've got their documents. They've expunged a lot of them from the Library of Congress, but still the documents you found are there for anybody to see that wants to see them. The mainstream news has done reports about the Bush and the Nazis. I've even seen one on ABC News, but it's, well, it was accidental, and they didn't know Hitler was bad. And, yeah, they had their bank seized, but Prescott didn't mean it. And, you know, he's a nice guy. He's just a member of the satanic Germanic cult of Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones, admittedly founded by the Illuminati, according to MSNBC, but let's ignore that. And so now you start getting harassed. Go through that timeline, and then I want to bring Robert.
Absolutely. I'll give a very quick synopsis because I want your listeners to hear Dr. Thorne, and I'll get to the punchline about him. What happened was I was drafted to run for president head-on against Bush as a Republican in the New Hampshire primary, which I did. I went out every night talking about the Bush-Nazi documents, the war in Iraq, how the subversion of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all the things that you talk about every day. As a result of my showing in the New Hampshire primary, coming in for second place and beating a dozen other Republicans, I was invited to go speak at the National Press Club on Wednesday, February 4th. I flew down from Manchester, New Hampshire, was kidnapped from my flight by two alleged Secret Service agents who it now appears were not Secret Service agents. Intimidated and terrorized.
I guarantee you they were, and now they're just saying they weren't. And let me just tell you, Bush, at the end of his speech in Texas when he was governor, I said, what about the CFR and New World Order? They had me kidnapped for 1 hour.
I did not know that.
It's all on video, yes.
So you've been there, done that.
But no, this is even worse. You were kidnapped. Now, describe for us what they said to you, what they did. What was this like?
I'm 54 years old, and I'm a veteran of a lot of wars like you are, and I am usually not very afraid or intimidated. They took me off. I was taken off the flight by a woman cop from the Baltimore-Washington Airport Police, and then there were two Secret Service agents, a blonde and a brunette. When I regained my composure for a second and asked them for identification, the dark-haired guy said, these badges on our belt are the only ID you need to see. So they never showed me ID. They took me by each arm. They marched me down the hall into what was apparently an INS interrogation facility. I asked if I had the right to an attorney. They said no. I asked if I had the right to a phone call. They said no. I asked why my rights were being subverted. They said, because you're a national security threat. We have information. You're leading a vast plot to assassinate the president. The cop went out and came back almost immediately and said he checks out. He is.
And so you come up number two in the Republican primaries in New Hampshire. You were all over the newspapers at that time. The National Press Club invites you, which could have sunk this New World Order crowd, and they kidnapped you, right?
They take me for 2.5 hours, and they brutally terrorized me and scared me to death. So I went and spoke that night. The next morning, I went.
You did go speak at the National Press Club.
Oh, I did. I hightailed it over to the press club at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when they let me go, and I hunkered down there until 7 when I spoke. That's correct. And I spoke that night, and then the next morning.
John, is there a video of that?
Of what?
They videotaped the press club.
This was before something called the Sarah McClendon Study Group, a group that meets there every other, has met there every other Wednesday for like 45 years, but there might have been some video actually, but I don't recollect. I was pretty discombobulated by that night.
No, I understand.
The next morning, February 5th, I figure I ran as a Republican for president. I'll go to Capitol Hill and assert my rights. So I went and called on the Republican staff of the House Judiciary Committee, a Republican general counsel named Rob Tracy, T-R-A-C-C-I, and a Republican investigator named Thad Bingle. They listened to me for 2 hours, promised me a congressional inquiry that never materialized. They never returned my phone calls again. At the end of 2 hours, they asked me what I was most afraid of. I said, what I'm most afraid of is that since I was harassed by the Miami Beach police before I even came up to New Hampshire, and I've been up here for 5 weeks, I'll go home and get arrested for something I didn't do. They stopped. Now you say you're a conspiracy nut. I rode the train home, got home on Friday, February 6th, and on February 10th, I was arrested on a 14-count felony indictment of aggravated stalking for a victim they were never able to produce in court.
And that was at 3 separate hearings. They would never bring the witness.
They could never produce the witness. The judge kept the victim or any witnesses or any evidence or anything. The judge kept threatening to dismiss it. He didn't dismiss it. So I went to court August 11th thinking it was finally going to be dismissed, and it wasn't. The state of Florida said I was a major violent criminal and that they were going to go for the maximum sentence which was 60 years in prison. Up until that point, I had a public defender. So what happened on August 11th and where Dr. Thorne comes in is that online there was a massive movement to get me a private attorney. They got me a wonderful private attorney on Friday the 13th, ironically, named Ray Shearn, and she got the charges dismissed in a showdown on Monday, August 16th.
Okay, and Dr. Thorne sent you $1,000.
He sent me $1,000, and we talked a few times on the phone, exchanged emails, and 4 days after he sent me a check, he was interrogated by the FBI and a counterterrorism task force officer from the Newark police.
Okay, let's bring Dr. Thorne on. Dr. Robert Thorne,
yes, him.
Thank you for joining us, and tell us about yourself and what happened.
Yes. Well, I had gotten a call on Tuesday the 17th, I believe it was. It was from Andrew Klopfer of the Newark FBI, and they just wanted to talk with me. And that was a voicemail message. I called them back the following day, and I said, yeah, I'm returning the call. What's this about? And he said they understood I was a little bit of a they got a tip from somewhere. They understood I was a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. And I said, me and the other half, the rest of the country, and it's not conspiracy theory. It's things we're not being told the truth about.
Yeah, 92% of the public believe the government killed Kennedy in major polls now. So we're all kooks, and the 8%, they're normal.
Yeah, so that's a little bit of a derogatory term, conspiracy theorist.
Well, you might be criminal. Yeah.
And they said they understood that I had some guns. And I said, yeah, I acquired those guns legally. I do a little target shooting at the Cherry Ridge Rifle Range. I'm a life member of the Associated Rifle and Pistol Clubs in New Jersey. And I have legally acquired those guns, and I'm legally allowed to have them by the Constitution. So then there were a couple more calls that
Sir, I would advise you not to talk to these people, because if you don't have witnesses or a hidden camera, they'll claim, I don't know about these guys, but some of them have been known to claim false stuff.
Yes, I know. I wanted to meet him down at the tennis courts, the Branch Brook tennis courts. Initially, they wanted to meet me down at the Newark FBI office. And I said, I've got an idea. How about the Branch Brook tennis courts? I play tennis there. I know.
I had an idea. How about you don't meet with them?
Maybe that would be a better thing, yeah. But I would say that in the discussion they had with me, Andy Klopfer said it was just going to be 5 minutes to make sure I wasn't going to cause any trouble or lead any revolution, which I'm not going to do. But I met them down there, and I wanted to meet in near the other people that I know at the Brentwood Tennis Courts, and that didn't happen. It was sort of on the sidewalk outside. And instead of being 5 minutes, it was probably an hour, maybe even more. I think they were within the law with everything they did. Maybe there was a little bit of an intimidation.
Oh, come on. You've done absolutely nothing. You're supporting somebody they're trying to railroad.
Yeah.
You guys get abused, and you always are nice to the abusers.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, the thing is this. I think they were within the law. I think there was a bit of intimidation. It turned out a week before there had been an article going in the New York Times that many people in the New York, New Jersey area had been contacted, you know, by the FBI.
Well, yeah, now it's every major protest group, even yeah. union heads are getting visits.
Yeah. So I told them, you know, I'm not a violent person. I'm looking to get the truth out of things. We've not been told the truth about a number of things, and I don't like that along with a lot of other people. And then the detective said, you know, we checked with the state police, and there's no evidence of you having, you know, with a New Jersey state firearms ID. And I said, well, I had that when I bought those things. I bought it at Sportsman's Den, and I went through the local police department to get a couple permits. And it was two or three times that he said that. And I said, well, I got him that way. I've got the card somewhere, but I've got him. And he said, well, we couldn't find any record of it. And just yesterday, actually, I called the state police, and they pulled it up right away. Now, the possibility is that either they didn't want to find it, or sometimes when you call a big bureaucratic institution, somebody just
can't. But, doctor, regardless, you've got no criminal record, correct?
I have no criminal record.
You're a doctor, and you've done nothing, and you're supporting someone who's had some kangaroo thing dropped on him. And now you're getting visits from the FBI.
Yeah, I thought there was an unusual coincidence to that, and I felt there was possibly, certainly a bit of little intimidation aspect of things that happened.
You think it was a coincidence?
Oh, no, I'd say, you know, it was too much of a coincidence, I thought. But then again, if they were interviewing other people, but I would say that I suspect that something related to me having talked with Mr. Buchanan and...
Oh, I suspect that, about 100%, chance.
I would suspect about 100% myself. I would say there's a possibility it could
be. So what else did they say to you, doctor?
Well, they wanted me to get that permit, and I said I would talk with the state police, and then I'd, you know, go through all the appropriate paperwork, and I could find the card also. And then I called up the state police the next day, and the guy was very understanding, and he said basically something to the effect that sounds like they're a little bit after you or something. I don't remember the exact words. But, you know, they understand a little bit of intimidation can occur with people who are involved in these.
Okay, so then what else happened?
The situation is this. We finished the discussion on Monday evening. I would say that at the end of the discussion, the last 3 minutes or so, the agent, Mr. Klopfer, was very, very friendly and very polite.
Oh, he played good cop, bad cop with you. How nice of him.
Yeah, he was very friendly.
He took a year of school just learning how to do that, sir.
Yeah, but So I would say that, you know, I felt maybe a little intimidated. I wasn't scared. I was a little irritated.
Well, I'd be scared. I don't know about these FBI agents. I mean, they might be nice guys, but the Boston FBI's been caught framing people and running murder for hire.
I'm well aware of those.
You better watch out. But go ahead. Please continue.
I'm well aware of those things, so I was a little concerned about things. I wouldn't say that I was really scared. I was a little annoyed when I did talk with Detective DeSilva, and he just kept on reminding me three times that they checked with the state police, and you know, they couldn't find a record.
How did it end?
Basically, they wanted me to just, you know, make sure that I got all the paperwork done, and you know, it was nice meeting me and everything like that. So they were within the law. And,
I know, you've said that about five times.
When I talked with the state police guy yesterday, he says, you know, they were just trying to see how you would react by, you know, giving...
Yeah, they were hoping you'd do something or say something, and they had bugs on them.
Yeah, so I didn't do anything that would give them any suspicion.
And so that was it. That's the last thing that happened.
That's the last thing, although maybe there will be some more things in the, you know, the future.
And if I could jump in there for a second, Alex, the reason why I wanted to bring Dr. Thorne on the show with me is that I wanted him to be able to tell his own story, number one, but more importantly, number two, I wanted to elevate his profile in the hope that that will protect him somewhat from a future visit. And for my part, I intend to file a major lawsuit against the Secret Service, the White House, Karl Rove, the Department of Homeland Security.
Oh, yeah, brother. You're on a major enemies list. And let me just say this. I mean, we've got two Democrat members of Congress who can't fly now.
Correct.
I mean, this is happening to just masses, conservatives, liberals. This is so obvious, and Dr. Thorne, I appreciate you helping Mr. Buchanan, and if I sounded irritated, it's not with you, it's with them, and I'm just so tired of nice, good, decent, nonviolent people being harassed. We should be questioning the FBI why they burned down Waco.
I agree with you.
We should be questioning the FBI why they cooked the bomb and trained the driver, according to the Chicago Tribune, New York Times, in the 93 World Trade Center bombing.
Absolutely.
Let me finish. Yeah. We should be questioning the FBI why they ordered good agents off of Al-Qaeda's tail, why they paid for their houses and cars and credit cards. We
Absolutely.
Should be questioning why the FBI agents that did that got cash bonuses. We should be questioning why they're involved in frame-ups coast to coast. Go ahead.
That's going on, and we have a lot of high treason going on in this country, and we've got to get to the bottom of it.
Indeed. If I could add one point there, Alex, you could make a case on paper, because I was involved in the anti-Vietnam War movement and the dump Richard Nixon movement during Watergate and the anti-apartheid movement from when I lived in L.A. about South Africa. You can make a case on paper, maybe I'm a little bit of a troublemaker, maybe I got in their face too much with the Bush Nazi stories and was a little too aggressive or whatever, none of which was not within the bounds of my free speech rights. But the point I want to make is what you just said a minute ago. Ford, someone like Dr. Thorne, who's a prominent physician who has no police record, has a record of great philanthropic work, came to my aid and helped out a citizen in need, to coincidentally be visited and harassed by the FBI and a counter-terrorism task force police officer makes my blood run cold. And I want to make a request of your listeners, if I could, which is to take 2 seconds to call the White House at area code 202-456-1414. Both Dr. Thorne and myself left messages for Karl Rove this very morning that this will not stand, and we will indeed see him frog marched out of the White House. And I encourage your listeners to make a symbolic.
Okay, we got a break. Dr. Thorne, thanks for coming on. We'll come back. I want to get back into some of the Nazi stuff and take some calls, okay? We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're talking to investigative journalist John Buchanan.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you.
Yes, I just get so mad about this. I mean, you've got people with no criminal records, doctors, you name it, and award-winning investigative journalists, people that have run for president, you know, come up number two in the primaries against Bush. This happening to them, people showing up with no names, basically kidnapping people, false charges, no one showing up at court, no names, that being dropped. That's because they're scared of us, folks. If they had total control, they wouldn't be out doing this. And there's 290 million Americans. And so in New York, they visit hundreds of people. They do it around the country. It's to intimidate, to create this climate of fear. And if we give in to these bullies, it's over. And most of these FBI guys are not bad. But they're being given orders. They go and they carry it out. The problem is they're getting more and more crooks in there, like the folks that are in Boston and L.A. and other areas. And it is frightening. Before we go back to John Buchanan, I want to keep him into the next hour, and we'll take your calls. I want to go over just news with John, though, and get his take on it. Like this one. U.S. would close schools for strict travel in case of worldwide flu outbreak. And they say this deadly flu outbreak's coming. They just know it's going to happen. See, everything's martial law. Another headline, global flu pandemic, medical martial law. Martial law, see, it's always martial law. And grass more important than First Amendment in New York. Protesters can't use park. It's all coming up. Prosecutors, British elite-funded coup try, Associated Press, concerning Margaret Thatcher's son. We'll talk about all of it, and I promise we'll go to your calls early in the next hour at 1-800-259-9231. Just briefly, prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day when you become a member of it. And all my videos, my book, the book I published by Paul Watson's on there. Weekly TV reports, all the good radio interviews we do are posted there. And my new video, American Dictators, about Bush and Kerry and how the staged election of 04, will be on the website to order on VHS tonight. And by tonight or tomorrow, it'll be for people first up on PrisonPlanet.tv in its entirety for members. PrisonPlanet.tv. Ladies and gentlemen, PrisonPlanet.tv. So go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv today to be able to view that and watch that and do all that. If you want a copy of any of my films, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Matrix of Evil, you need to simply go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, or call toll-free, my friends, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, and they can answer your questions, tell you about different video specials and what we have to offer when you call that number, 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action. Start waking people up. John Buchanan, some of the other Nazi stuff. I want to go into details of how the Nazi protection of their money and Nazis themselves, how the Bushes were a key family involved in all this, and the Skull and Bones are a Nazi organization, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get into that in the next hour before we go to calls. What are some of the issues we'll be talking about?
Well, one of the key issues, and I would like to get into the specific parallels, because you've done so much pioneering work along those lines, of the absolute parallels between Hitler and the Nazis and Bush and the neocons today. But the most striking parallel is the Thule Society, T-H-U-L-E, which was a secret society in Germany, which Hitler, Goebbels, Goering, and the top brass of the Third Reich cut their teeth in before they tried to start exterminating the lesser human beings on this earth. And the Thule Society is a direct descendant, Skull and Bones is a direct descendant of the Thule Society.
By the way, MSNBC admits that, but German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt in his own autobiography says that.
Correct, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, 60 Minutes did a program on that last February.
All right, we'll talk about that in the next 10 minutes or so when we start. Then we'll go to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. We're joined by John Buchanan, who's been inside the belly of the beast.